So welcome back to part two of Heart Series 2, and today 6. So why is it so important to be comfortable with these feelings that we're taking on from the other person? Well, clearly in this exercise, as I say, we're working with an idea, but the difficulties that we have in relating, of accepting those difficulties or problems that we take on, very much reflect how we feel towards those same things within ourselves, more often than not. So, for example, if you know the other person is going through a time of anger and frustration, and you find it sort of perhaps quite difficult or quite uncomfortable to actually take that on or to work with that idea, then there's a very good chance that when anger arises within yourself, when angry thoughts arise in the mind, that they're likely to be met with the same sense of resistance. So if you think about it, in this exercise, what we're doing, we're not only training the mind to sort of rest in a more empathetic or understanding place, but we're also training the mind to let go of some of that resistance. In many ways, it's going back to the ideas we looked at in the Mind series, that just by giving up that resistance towards those things, by training the mind to accept them, to be at ease with them, then we're starting to allow things to flow, to feel a little bit more comfortable. So it's interesting to note, as we go through Heart Series 2, perhaps just notice how you're relating to the different emotions that arise in your mind throughout the day, how you relate to different patterns of thought as they arise throughout the day, and see how that compares to the exercise that you're doing on a daily basis. But I'll come on to that again at the end of today's session. For now, just take a moment to get comfortable. As always, legs and arms uncrossed, eyes open, nice soft focus as you take some deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. And as you breathe out now, just closing the eyes, and just taking a moment to be more aware of all the different physical senses, the points of contact, any sounds, any smells, as you just settle into that space around you. Just bringing the attention back to the body now, just checking in with the body, noticing how the body's feeling. It's a very sort of general way before you begin to scan down from head to toe. At the same time, noticing the emotional tone or quality of mind that's around for you at this particular moment in time. And as you just pause momentarily to reflect on your motivation, just remembering to make it about today rather than the more general motivation, be very specific about what your intention is for today's exercise and how that incorporates others as well as yourself. And now just allowing your attention to drift down to the breath, wherever you might feel that in the body. Noticing the rhythm of the breath. And just settling the attention on that sensation just for the next few minutes or so. So as you continue to follow the breath, to be aware of the breath, just bringing to mind that picture of the person, whoever it is. Remember, you already know who that person's going to be. You already know what difficulties they've got going on and what those things are you intend to help take off their shoulders for them. And you've also got an idea of what those more pleasurable feelings you'd like to share with them are. So as that exchange begins quite naturally, quite easily, just staying with that and watching as that person becomes increasingly relaxed and happy, content over the next few minutes or so. Just staying with that now. And as always, once it reaches that point, as though the person really couldn't look any happier, they've let go of all their difficulties, all their problems. Just letting go of the image and just letting the mind wander off and do whatever it wants to do. And now just bringing the attention back to the body, back to the physical senses, back into the space around you, feeling of the body on the chair, on the floor. As you open your eyes, clearing your mind about how you feel in the moment. Clearing your mind about your motivation to just maintain this very simple, very easy, effortless sense of awareness throughout the day. No matter what you're doing, where you are, just being in the moment. When you realize the mind's wandered, just bringing your attention back again to whatever it is you're experiencing at that time. And having that clear in the mind, you can then just sit back in the chair. And I wonder how, over the last few days, you got on with that idea of sort of practicing this exercise just in those very brief moments as you just pass by somebody else. For many people, it's quite a challenging idea. There are many obstacles to it. Of course, the first one being you don't even know the person and might be difficult to sort of connect. But in the sense that we recognize when we see them, there's some sense of unhappiness. We've already connected, actually. At some level, we've already acknowledged that there's something there that looks out of place, that doesn't look quite right, that for some reason that person sort of stood out to us. So at that point, we've kind of connected with the person. Normally, of course, what happens is that we either ignore that connection or we resist it in some ways. Or alternatively, some people can actually start thinking a lot about it. So it tends to be either we ignore it or we resist it because we don't like to think about that other person being unhappy. It kind of, we find it overwhelming. Or we tend to sort of get into the story of perhaps why they look unhappy and perhaps what's going on in their life. And that tends to lead to a great deal of thinking. Those are the usual sort of three responses. But of course, with mindfulness, with awareness, it brings a fourth possibility, that of seeing the person clearly, relating to them, understanding in that moment, experientially, that there's something that connects us in that moment. And just an idea, and it is just an idea, as you walk past. As you feel the inhalation, just taking on their difficulty. As you feel the exhalation, just sending them on their way with a sense of happiness. And as I say, you can try this just once or twice throughout the day. Or as you're walking to or from work or from home, whatever it might be, just trying it every now and again. As a general rule, you'll find it easier to begin with by choosing those people that you feel a natural sort of affinity towards. And that's fine at this stage. We'll kind of move it on as we move throughout part two. But I'll come back to this again tomorrow, as always. For now, I'll leave it there and I'll see you back here tomorrow for day 7 of part 2.